Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Two-time All-Pro NFL, three-time Pro Bowler, standout at the University of Colorado, Steeler, Seahawk, Patriot, now analyst for the Pac-12 Network. Let's welcome to the show for the first time, Chad Brown. Chad, what's happening? Thanks for joining us here on 105.7 The Fan.
Well, thanks for having me on. And I am out here at Broncos training camp. I'll be on the preseason call for all three of their preseason games. So watching a little practice. So that music in the background, I'm not at a club. I'm not at actual football practice.
Now, before we talk about the Ravens and your rivalry with Pittsburgh and New England, where you went up against them and how you see them in the pecking order of the North, what about that AFC West? Denver with Wilson. We know about Kansas City, even though Tyreek Hill is gone. Raiders made the playoffs last year. The Chargers are the perennial team to watch. How is Chad Brown handicapping the West after getting a glimpse up close and personal of the Broncos?
I think it's going to be an incredibly competitive division. This may be the best quarterback division of all time, which is a tremendous statement, but that's how good these quarterbacks are. Now, each team has, you know, great quarterbacks and something, you know, potentially awesome about them. At the same time, there are question marks for every single team. For, you know, the Denver Broncos, how do Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett, how quickly can they, you know, have a mind meld where they're on the same page offensively? Nathaniel Hackett wants Russell Wilson to get rid of the ball like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Russell Wilson wants to cook and throw the ball downfield. So how quickly does that come together? You talked about Kansas City Chiefs losing Tyreek Hill. For the Chargers, can they take the next step? Can Brandon Staley, the head coach, stop being his own worst enemy and relying on analytics and coach real football from his gut? How does Josh McDaniels out there in Las Vegas, how does he come together with Derek Carr? So great quarterback play. I think it's going to be consistent throughout this division. But who stacks up on top? There's so many question marks for each team. It's very difficult to say right now.
Now, Chad, we bring it closer to Baltimore, you know, to Baltimore, where the Ravens finished last in 2021. The Bengals won the conference, the AFC. Steelers made the postseason, one of your former teams. I mean, the Browns have had an interesting go of it. Let's just say that. So as you look at the AFC North, you know, the Super Bowl hangover, could that be part of the equation? Me and Vinny think Lamar's going to have a monster season because he's going to be pissed at not being in these top 10 quarterback lists. So what do you think about the AFC North right now on August the 9th?
I think it's going to be another one of those super competitive years in that division. Lamar Jackson, I've seen some of the pictures. He is literally jacked up version of Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. So I think he'll be far more capable of withstanding some of the punishment he's taken over the recent years. I respect the heck out of Coach Harbaugh and his program. At the same time, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. So I don't want to bet against my Steelers either, despite the question marks at quarterback. I think they'll find a way to at least be a above-average football team. I don't necessarily trust Miss Trubisky too much. Maybe Kenny Pickett has to come in and start later in the season. But I don't want to doubt those guys. Obviously, Cincinnati, to your point, made the Super Bowl last year. But for almost every Super Bowl losing team, there is a bit of a Super Bowl hangover. And there is a kind of a track record where those teams can struggle making the playoffs the next season. And then for Cleveland, they've got so many of the right pieces together, but obviously all the question marks about Deshaun Watson, the quarterback position, has a cloud over that entire organization. So it's going to be a very interesting year in that division as well.
Hey, Chad, is there big buzz out in, since you're in Denver? Is there, there's got to be some big buzz because the owners are meeting and the new ownership is getting approved today for the Broncos.
Yes, the Walton Pinner Ownership Group, everyone expects them to be approved. Obviously, it's got to be, 75% of the owners have to vote for that to expect that to happen. So the Bolin family ownership has been a tremendous success for the Denver Broncos. 7 Super Bowl appearances, 3 Super Bowl victories. So when the Walton Pinner Group comes in, the richest ownership group in ever in football history comes in, they've still got a tall hill to climb to achieve the sustained level of success that Pat Bowlen and his family were able to do as the owner of the Denver Broncos.
Hey, Chad, when you watch these practices now, like when I'm out at the Ravens all the time, you know, and I'm sure being a Steeler that you're probably like, where the hell's the contact?
Well, out here at Broncos camp, today is the 4th padded practice that the Broncos have had all throughout the training camp process, the 4th. They have a joint practice with the Cowboys on Thursday, and they play their preseason game on Saturday. They have not done one live tackling drill. And on my daily radio show, some of the texters accused me of being jealous. I'm not jealous of these guys. I'm more a little bit concerned. I think your body has to be toughened and calloused to withstand a football season. In order to tackle somebody, you've got to tackle in practice, in my opinion, to toughen your body up for that. Where is short yards and goal line? At some point during a football season, a game is going to come down to one of those two situations, and you're going to be asked to literally go out there and put your face on someone else's face in a very physical, hard manner. And if you don't do that on the practice field and toughen yourself up for those moments, I've been concerned about injuries and things like that. So my concern is not, oh, these guys have it so easy, I'm so jealous, I wish I could have had this for me. It's less of that and more so, I want you to stay healthy throughout the season. And I believe to do that, there has to be some toughness, some contact, and some physicality in practices to pull that off.
Hey, Chad, I was driving to the Hall of Fame Friday night, and I was listening to NFL radio, and they were at Steeler camp, and they were talking to some of the Steelers, and they said every practice that they're in pads, it's live tackling.
That's a tradition I think that Mike Tomlin has established the last couple of seasons, and I think that goes a long way. Now, obviously, you don't want to, you know, extract all everything from your team in the training camp process. You want to be playing your best football in November and December. So the coaches have to find a balance between getting their team ready, being a more physical team. But I think Mike Tomlin may be on to something. The NFL is always a kind of a cyclical league. And as more and more teams go to this, hey, we're not going to play our starters in the preseason, we're not going to have very much contact during training camp, there is a ripe opportunity for the right team that recognizes, you know what? Our brand success this year is going to be, we're going to be the more physical team. While you guys go all soft, we're going to be physical, and we're going to come out there in the regular season and dominate you from a physical standpoint because you haven't prepared yourself for this kind of football. So I think there's a ripe opportunity for the team that wants to pull that off.
Hey, Chad, since you do Pac-12, let me ask you one college question. Number one, what do you think of the portal and the NIL stuff?
Well, all of football has changed. We just – you know, talked a few minutes here about the lack of contact and training camp practice and all that. But from a college football perspective, yeah, it's changed completely. My alma mater, CU, had, 23 transfers out this year. 23, which I think is either third or fourth most in all of college football. So for a school like Colorado, how do they ever get better when as soon as a promising freshman or sophomore plays well, Oregon and all their Phil Knight NIL money can just pluck them, and they can transfer without being forced to sit out. So there are kids who were starting for Colorado last season who now will be starting for Oregon or USC or so on and so forth. So that's what we're going to have in college football, where the haves can literally just swipe whoever they want from the have-nots. And I think there needs to be some kind of structure around this NIL deal and this transfer deal, a little bit more structure. I've always been a fan of making sure the players are paid. But what we have right now with this wild, wild west situation where John Ruiz out there in Miami, the billionaire booster for the Miami Hurricanes. He just signed a $9 million deal with the incoming freshman quarterback. That's bananas. It is so bananas that we are literally, we've gone from the NCAA with all its draconian measures and punishing kids for signing autographs and all that stuff, and now there's a quarterback going to make $9 million. He hasn't even thrown a football pass in a college football game. So we've got to rein this in a bit. We've got to make it a little bit less pay-for-play and try to create some parity across this. But in the end, the bigger picture that I see is the mega conferences like the Big Ten and the SEC will be tier A. These are schools that have, you know, $30 million in their collective NIL bank accounts to pay recruits and pay kids on campus and all that. These are kids, schools where they're getting $100 million from the network TV deals. Tier B will be some of these schools that we think of as traditional football powerhouses, but just can't maintain that kind of money perspective. And then Tier C will probably be where my alma mater, CU, will be. But at least all those schools will be able to compete for a national championship at whatever tier they're at. So it's a level playing field. All these kids make a ton of NIL dollars. The schools have tremendous amount of dollars in their athletic program. They've got 20 analysts like Alabama has who all make over $300,000 a year. Those are all schools on a level playing field. And then in Tier B, a little bit further down, and Tier C, a little bit further down. But that's the best way, I think, for college football to move forward, because we cannot have Vanderbilt expect to compete in the SEC with teams like Alabama.
He's Chad Brown, former All-Pro, Pittsburgh Steelers, New England Patriots, three-time Pro Bowler as well. You mentioned your radio show, Chad, before we let you get back to Broncos practice. Talk about that one to our listeners.
Yeah, so I've got a daily radio show, 9 to 11, and my partner is Nate Jackson, former Broncos receiver, but also a best-selling New York Times author, a really talented guy. So we have a lot of fun on our show. We've been out here at Broncos training camp every single day. So since I'm doing the preseason game, it's a great way for me to already be on the field when practice starts, because my show broadcasts right from the field.
Chad, appreciate the time. Hopefully we can talk to you before the season starts.
Thanks, Chad.
I would absolutely love that. Sounds good, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.